মিস্টার প্রেসিডেন্ট, ম্যাডাম ডাইরেক্টর জেনারেল, অনারেবল মিনিস্টার্স, এক্সেলেন্সেস, ডিস্টিংগুইশ ডেলিগেটস, লেডিজ অ্যান্ড জেন্টলম্যান, মিস্টার লেট মি বিগিন মাই কংগ্রাচুলেটিং ইউ, মিস্টার প্রেসিডেন্ট, অন ইউর ইলেকশন টু প্রিসাইড ওভার দিস অগস্ট অ্যাসেম্বলি। মিস্টার প্রেসিডেন্ট, ইয়ে দিস অগস্ট হাউস ইজ আওয়ার আ ডিভাস্টেটিং আর্থকুয়েক স্ট্রাক নেপাল অন এপ্রিল 25, 2015. This big quake couples with subsequent repeated aftershocks has had a big toll on life, property, infrastructure, heritage, and ambient natural environment. More than 8,600 people have lost their lives so far. Over 22,000 sustained injuries, many are still missing. Over 1 million people are left homeless, around 8 million people. Several public buildings have collapsed, including more than 1,000 health facilities, leaving great challenges in the delivery of basic services. Looking at the high scale and magnitude of the devastation, it would have been beyond our means and capacity to handle the immediate needs of search, rescue, and relief works had we not received generous support from the international community. The government of Nepal expresses sincere thanks to the players of global community, our friends, neighbors, WHO, including CRO and other international agencies, for the prompt and generous response. Mr. President, despite its heavy engagement with the peace process following the decade-long conflict, Nepal has made significant gain in the health sectors. We achieved remarkable successes in reducing child and maternal mortalities, also reduced poverty and hunger, and improved several other health indicators within the limits of our resources. Building a resilient health system is vital for the delivery of quality health services in any situation. It becomes further critical when confronted with situations of unprecedented natural disasters, such as one we faced in Nepal, and the outbreak of diseases like the Ebola in western parts of Africa. Mr. President, resumption of effective primary health care in the affected areas is therefore our top priority at this point of time. Among others, with the monsoon season approaching, there is an urgent need to focus on sanitation and hygiene to prevent potential outbreak of infectious diseases and ensure preparedness to confront with health consequences of in landslide and floods. Victims suffering from trauma are to be provided with community rehabilitations and psychosocial supports. It is important to review how the current health systems could be revamped to respond to the magnitude of today's crisis, and how to make it more resilient to potential multiple shocks and vulnerabilities. Mr. President, we believe that acting together and supporting to the inclusive efforts of the government can lead to solution to the most existing problem. We are committed to revitalize all public health facilities with necessary logistics and human resources. There is a need to rebuild these facilities wherever they have been destroyed, providing services from temporary arrangement in the meantime. We note the investment in health can foster overall economic progress, prompt peace and stability, and sustain the development gains. Improving health and well-being of people is therefore going to be an important part of nation building strategy. No society is disaster secure in this world. However, we can remain better prepared and be responsive to effective mitigation of the shocks of natural disasters, climate change, or any outbreak of pandemic diseases. Quality of care cannot be compromised in any situations. Greater attention should be paid to establish efficient surveillance systems and developing international, regional, national, and local capacities. It is vital to ensure greater engagement of local communities and rebuilding trust with public institutions towards this end, while developing resilience to the health consequences of disasters. Equal attention is required to address the challenges posed by communicable and non-communicable diseases. Mr. President, no doubt that Nepal needs greater mobilization of national and international resources to tackle this situation. We note that nothing can surpass the sense of further enhancing strategic partnership with the global community in this context, and we continue to foster on it. We sincerely appeal to the global community for generous support to rebuild our nation and put a resilient health system in place. We attach value to solidarity, unity, and togetherness with our international partners at this critical time. We are confident that with all your support, we will recover and rebuild our nation with the vibrant health systems that respond to the needs of our people in an efficient manner. Once again, I would like to thank the global community for your kind words of sympathy and solidarity and your generous support to us. Let us allow our further future generation to secure the health dividend of our actions today. Thank you.